Two is a coincidence. Three we might call a movement. In the last few years, three Alabama novelists have struck out in new directions with really astonishing results. Patty Callahan Henry, famous for women's novels often set at the beach, took a chance and produced the very fine Becoming Mrs. Lewis, the story of the American poet who fell in love with and married the English writer C.S. Lewis. Cassandra King Conroy, who had written several successful domestic novels for women of a certain age, often going through a divorce and helped out by a small group of faithful friends, published Moonrise, an inspired rewrite of Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, setting it in Highlands, North Carolina. Now, Rachel Hawkins, best-selling author of 11 books for children, has produced her first adult novel, a revisioning of Jane Eyre set in Mountain Brook. And it really is an adult novel, not so much because of the sexuality and some scenes of violence, although there is lots of that, but because of the darkness, the cynicism, the depiction of life in Mountain Brook as shallow, pretentious, hypocritical, ostentatious, and Hobbesian in its genteel, country club, tooth and claw, struggle of all against all. Our heroine, Jane, a nobody from Phoenix, Arizona, raised, we learn, in foster homes, is not educated enough or polished enough to be a governess. She is a dog walker in Thornfield Estates, a new, perfectly groomed section of Mountain Brook. The wives of Thornfield Estates, essentially female drones with no domestic chores, should walk their own dogs. They go to expensive spas to get exercise. But having a dog walker looks stylish, and, Jane tells us, in Mountain Brook, appearance is everything. Expensive hair coloring, nails, shopping for their pastel or floral clothes, whatever they know is in fashion. Jane is in and out of these big houses several times a week and often takes a moment to steal something to help pay the rent on her hovel in Centerpoint. The women are awful, but Jane is just as scornful of the men. In their, quote, casual uniform of polo shirts and khakis, they have a sort of softness to them. Weak chins and bellies that sag slightly over their expensive leather belts, end quote. But not handsome, masculine Eddie Rochester, who smiles with teeth that seem real, not veneers. Jane falls at once. Eddie, like Tripp Ingraham, the neighborhood drunk, was recently widowed when their wives, Bee and Blanche, out in a boat on Lake Martin, disappeared, presumed drowned, neither body recovered. Eddie has inherited Southern manners, Bee's hugely successful company selling clothes, gifts, stylish home decor of every kind, all that was needed to make every home look alike, as if from a spread in Southern living. Like the charming Mr. Rochester in Jane Eyre, Eddie has a secret. The title gives a hint. He is a cunning fraud, but so is everybody else, including Jane, who has a wicked secret of her own. Reviews like this must not reveal too much. I won't. I want the reader to have the delights I had in the surprising revelations, the ingenious plot turns as the novel gains momentum and heads for its climax. In an interview, Rachel Hawkins suggested she might never get invited to any country club functions in Mountain Brook. Perhaps, but she could have a pleasant lunch with Catherine Clark, author of her Mountain Brook tetralogy, which also skewered the pretenses of the Little Kingdom.